Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Restore the Roar Live. This is Sunday, December 15th, 2019. Got a lot of catching up to do here on a quickly moving fall sports season, and we're going to get right to it. Here we go. Okay, let's quickly put a recap on that fall sports season. A total of 6 Metro League championships, all secured by Halloween. And that season has ended most recently with cross country doing big things, which we'll get to here in a bit. And we are already a good portion into the winter sports season. I'm Sky Dickinson, your host, CKM alumni, class of 1996, and the head of media for Restore the Roar. So if you want to check out more about what happened in the fall sports, you can check us out at RestoreTheRoar.org, where you can find out info about the teams and a whole lot more schedules and tickets to Lion Fest as well, which we're going to talk a little bit about later as well. But right off the top, I'd like to proudly mention our couple of our sponsors. First one is Simply Mobile, located at 4411 Freeport Boulevard, 916-456-7478. They are a phone store that can take care of any of your phone needs, from a simple cracked screen to long-term plans, short-term plans, incredible prices on all phones. They are friends of the family here at Restore the Roar. That's Simply Mobile, 4411 Freeport Boulevard, right on the corner of the park. And then as of a couple months ago, we're also sponsored by Danny Schultz at Catalyst Mortgage. And he's willing to offer a free appraisal to anybody who mentions Restore the Roar and contacts him at 916-678-7529. Danny Schultz, Catalyst Mortgage. All right, so there's a lot to get into here. I got a breakdown of a total of 7 winter squads, a couple more specifics about Lion Fest, like I mentioned, and we would be amiss not to cover the most recent accomplishments of Luca Orlando, who has the potential to do incredibly big things. Already has, in fact, but has the potential to forever stamp McClatchy's name into Olympic history. If he continues on the path he has already made his way down, he's on the U.S. national team as of now. He is the front runner, the number one ranked U.S. swimmer in the 200 meters. And he recently competed in a meet involving all the U.S. swim team at in Atlanta, and at which point he beat Caleb Dressel in the 200 meter fly by a pretty sizable margin. And Caleb Dressel is who proudly represented the United States in the 200 meter fly in the 2016 Olympics. So that tells you some things right there. And I can tell you a little bit more. Luca clocked the 3rd fastest time in the 200 meter fly on Earth in all of 2019. He is going to be hustling up to graduate early in January, so he could have a full chunk of time to train and just work on some things and clear his mind before he heads off to Athens, Georgia to compete as a swimmer for the University of Georgia, one of their biggest swimming recruits ever. People sometimes ask me why University of Georgia for a Northern California swimmer who could basically have his pick of any college he wants. And the connection there is through his father, who was an Italian-born athlete who actually played tennis in the Olympics. And when he first came to the United States, he enrolled at the University of Georgia in Athens. I visited that campus myself. It's wonderful. Nice little enclave. In the middle of Georgia, and we know Luke is going to do great things, but everybody's looking forward to these 2020 Olympics and what might happen then, and just how incredible it would feel to see one of our own CK McClatchy Lions taking to the blocks in a swimming event, and my goodness, perhaps taking to a podium. So we'll leave it at that for now. I hope to have Luca on at some point in the show upcoming. He's been very gracious with his time in the past in terms of interviews, and he's a real nice down-to-earth guy. So all good there, folks. Luca Orlando, remember the name if you don't already. Okay, so a mother of one of the most successful cross-country runners recently reached out to me with a bunch of specifics involving the CIF state meet, which went down last weekend. This cross-country squad, both men's and women's sides, are led by Julie Watkins, a very knowledgeable and successful coach who has a very young squad doing big things. A total of 7 women runners from CKM competed in the CIF state meet, and collectively they were good enough to finish 14th in the entire state. That includes, forgive me if there's a mispronunciation among these, Anna McNatt, Louise McNatt, Molly Dreher, Julia Heckey, Olivia Johnson, Camille Kobrink, and Katie Subin. And Julia Heckey, who's now a junior, became the first CKM female runner in history. Male runner, too? I got to check that. It might be, yeah, I think she might have become the first CKM runner in history to get in a sub-5-minute mile last year. I think she finished 4:58 and some change, and just a huge, huge accomplishment there. Very humble student athlete who I've interviewed before as Athlete of the Week, and in her junior year, heading towards track next year. And so big things on the horizon there for her, as well as a lot of runners. Joe Wiley is the male standout for cross country. He's also been Athlete of the Week in the past, and he finished 163rd out of well over 1,000 cross country runners from high schools up and down California. So you got to think with a little more time, another, you know, he's going to be running from McClatchy for another 2.5 years. So even a bigger ceiling, you know, much more room for improvement there for Joe, and who's obviously already done some very, very impressive things. The cheer squad, the competitive cheer squad, went down to Folsom, up to Folsom, however you want to say it, in mid-November and competed in the USA regional qualifier. They did good enough to qualify for the U.S. Nationals in Anaheim in mid-February, which I know I've seen before when I was flipping around on ESPN around the time, you know, a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, looking for some sports. And there's always that big competition with these very well-coached, impressive, athletic, choreographed squads. And McClatchy absolutely has one of those. So the congrats to the cheer team there. We'll be keeping you guys posted on that, as well as the fundraisers they do here and there. And they are at many events, including the basketball games, the football games, and a lot of the big-time things. Lion Fest as well. They were at Lion Fest in the entryway the last time it was staged, and just getting everybody pumped for the party of the night. Anyways, I will talk more about that later. Men's basketball, coached by Anton Greer. He's got these guys playing well, okay? Last year's number, and I don't want to keep mentioning this over and over, but I'm only doing so because it's so impressive what they've done this year. They finished 3-22 last year in a very competitive Metro Conference, and they're already 4-4 on the year this year. They got out to a 3-0 start. And watching this team firsthand, it's a completely different squad. They've flipped the switch. It's a whole new identity. They're young. They're young. They got 5 sophomores, 7 juniors, 2 seniors, and the sophomores and juniors, they're playing some big time roles. They fly around, you know, they're crisp passing, smart shots. They're not taking foolish shots, and then pounding the boards. And, you know, it's going to be a grind. We could, you know, I don't like to throw around too many predictions, but we're obviously going to get a lot more wins than last year. So show up to those games. The schedules are always available at restoretheroar.org. And we got men's basketball, I think, has one more. Oh, yeah, they got the Klopp Tournament, named after a longtime CKM teacher and coach Brad Klopp. And that's unfolding the days between Christmas and New Year's at McClatchy. And then the big game you could circle on your calendars or put in your phone right now is the home game against Kennedy on the evening of January 7th. So by the time that rolls around, this team will be kind of filled in a little more as to exactly what's going on this year. But like I said, nothing but praise coming out of the gates here for a squad that's competing with some serious energy. That Kennedy game will be on Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, January 4th. Women's basketball, one of the constant strengths of McClatchy Sports, which is incredibly strong, and I feel very lucky to be able to cover it and report about it. We're going to be doing these informative little 10-15-minute shows more. Whoa, already hit the 10-minute mark, so it could be a 15-20-minute show here. Going to be doing these more often just to keep everybody in the loop of what's going on. So As of this evening, Sunday night, women's basketball is 9-0 on the year. They're ranked number 14 in the entire state of California, which is exact same as the cross-country women's team is ranked. Well, interesting. They're a hardworking, well-coached, disciplined team that knows when to absolutely put their foot on the gas and break the will of their opponent. They play stifling, suffocating defense, often trapping the ball before it gets to half court. And they make it tough. They may, you know, even if you hang with them for a quarter, two quarters, they're firing all everything they got at you. You know, and this isn't a team coming in with cockiness or anything like that, or, you know, any type of aura of, you know, who they actually are, because this is a state champion squad, you know. But what I'm saying is they're not flexing their muscles pregame, nothing like that, or during the game. They're just going out there and playing solid basketball that is very entertaining to watch, absolutely worth the price of admission. Oh, it's definitely worth mentioning that Glenn and Renee Kumamoto and a couple other families have put a lot of time and effort into putting together a very impressive and tasty and affordable selection of dinner and snack options for every time you attend a CKM men's or women's basketball game. Varsity typically tips off around 7. You roll in there about 6, 6:30. Everything's just looking prime. This chicken teriyaki, I can't say enough about it. But then this women's basketball squad, I need to mention a couple more about things about them too. They are a pretty balanced squad in terms of their class chart. They got 1 freshman, 3 sophomores, 7 juniors, and 5 seniors. And I've been illustrating these class charts and posting them on the Restore the Roar Facebook page in the last couple of days. Something I came up with just to give everybody a little more connection to these teams, and you know, whether or not it's a young squad, whether or not it's a let's do it this year, this is the year type of senior stack squad. Samaya Beatty, Imani Felix, Jaden Wallace, Kayla Fermil, Nicole G are some of the senior and junior standouts. These 3 sophomore and that 1 freshman I mentioned absolutely play a role on this team. They are fun to watch. So I don't have time to rattle off all the home games now, but you can go check them out at RestoreTheRoar.org or follow us at McClatchy-RestoreTheRoar on Facebook. Okay, soccer. A couple squads that are strong as always. This women's team is 1-1-1 on the year after beating West Campus 2-1. Last Friday afternoon, rainy conditions. It was a bit of a hindrance. But again, this new field we have is so modern, so weather equipped, so awesome that it really takes a true downpour with threat of lightning to actually stop a soccer game. So these women and men are tough. They're out there in short sleeves and shorts in the pouring rain, laying it on the line for McClatchy Athletics. And a lot of home games coming up for this team as well. Their class chart is incredibly balanced. Women's soccer has 5 freshmen, 7 sophomore, 7 junior, and 5 seniors. So we'll be checking them out. I'll be definitely keeping everybody posted. Men's soccer. Last year's squad was 21-3. 20 wins, 1 loss, and 3 ties. They did not lose in the regular season. They did not lose in regulation. It took until the second round of the playoffs in overtime where they were beat on a shootout to end one of the most successful seasons in men's CKM soccer history. And there have been some successful ones dating back to the 90s and 80s. And this team is stacked with seniors, but they got a lot of firepower just coming through in general. You know, the JV team is stacked, so it's not like they're going to have a drop-off after this year. But they got a bunch of seniors this year. They're 6-2-1. As of press time tonight, they have yet to play a home game. And in fact, they will play 12 home games on neutral sites or the road before their first home game against Christian Brothers on Friday the 20th, the day before we all go to winter break. So that should be fun. Get the fellas out there running up and down the field. Get head coach Vaughn Boyce out there with his boisterous personality. How did I never make that connection? Vaughn Boyce. Boisterous. Vaughn the Voice Boyce. I like this guy. He's got a lot of passion. He's very dedicated to leading this team to success, as is every CKM coach. You know, that's been a common denominator. It's been incredible getting to know the coaches. Wrestling, led by Sean Smith. This is a young squad, all right? The CKM wrestling squad of 2018 and 2019 was one of the most successful of all time. They graduated 3 seniors who made incredible accomplishments that may never be eclipsed again, including those of Tavy Heidelberg, Sophie Muse, and Jacob Edwards. Jacob being a three-time Metro League champion wrestler, which is the first time that's ever happened in McClatchy history. But it might not be the last, because we got a now junior by the name of Tony Uke, who has done major things, set all sorts of records for a sophomore last year during an amazing season. And he's coming back as a one-time Metro champion with two more years to go. So Gabby Sanchez is the top-ranked female wrestler the last time I checked. And we'll be checking in with Coach Sean Smith about this squad soon. Okay, so that happened quick. I just spoke for 16 minutes straight. Unbelievable. My name is Sky Dickinson, in case you missed that up front. Our sponsors are Simply Mobile, an incredible phone store at 4411 Freeport Boulevard, and Danny Schultz, very qualified lender at Catalyst Mortgage. And for a free appraisal, call Danny at 916-678-7529. And for any type of inquiries about phone services, phone accessories, replacing broken screens, call my buddy Adil at 916-456-7478. Definitely tell him Restore the Roar sent you in either case. And then Lion Fest, the CKM Athletics Party of the Year. We did not do it in 2019. The last time we did it was late September of 2018, and it was a blast. So about a year and a half later, it's going to go down again. April 18th, Saturday, April 18th of 2020. We have early bird tickets right now available at restoretheroar.org. If you have been to one of these before, you need no convincing. You just need to secure your tickets before the prices go up and then they disappear forever early next year. And if you haven't been to one before, it's an all-you-can-eat and drink type of event. Your ticket cost up front covers all of that, and you get to donate half of your ticket cost to the McClatchy team of your choice. Local food and vendors, a silent auction, live entertainment, great people, great atmosphere, and just a great celebration of Lion Athletics. So can't wait to get on the air again with you guys soon. Thanks for all everybody who's listening. Again, you could check us out at restoretheroar.org. Follow us at McClatchy-RestoreTheRoar on Facebook. That'll do it for tonight, folks. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Sky Dickinson. Good night.